We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. And if you didn't already pick up on it from where he's from, his state is at the epicenter of the Republican presidential campaign. Right now, the South Carolina primary is on Saturday, January 21st. And right now, it looks like Mitt Romney has a slight lead, but Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum and Ron Paul seem quite competitive. Congressman, I know early on you were a supporter of Governor Pawlenty, who ultimately dropped out of the campaign. Have you sided with anyone new?
No, I'm uncommitted at this time. I actually am grateful for the quality of candidates we have, and as you identifying candidates, we in South Carolina, we're grateful to have Governor Perry here, Governor Huntsman. Everyone that you've mentioned has significant support within South Carolina, and I truly believe, Greg, that South Carolina is virtually a composite of the United States. The people that I represent in Beaufort, Hilton Head, nearly 95% are transplants from across the United States, largely the Northeast and Midwest. And then in the central part of the state that I represent of Aiken, Lexington, and Columbia, 60 to 75% of the people voting in the primary will be transplants from across the United States.
And sir, South Carolina is a little bit different from Iowa and New Hampshire, in a number of ways, but it's definitely different in that the jobless rate is much higher, much closer to the national average than it has been in those earlier states in the contest. What do you hear most from your constituents about what they think needs to be done to improve the job climate and what they specifically want to hear from their presidential candidate?
What we're looking to, and indeed, sadly, we have a 9.9% unemployment rate. This is the highest, truly, for a long period of time that we've ever had. And we want to hear from candidates the plans that they have, their experience on creating jobs.
One of the other things that happened in the last week or so, Congressman, that I don't know if it's been mentioned a lot on the campaign trail, but that, of course, is the recess appointments, not only of the Consumer Financial Protection Director, but also three new members of the National Labor Relations Board, which, of course, South Carolina was ground zero in the fight between the board and Boeing, which ultimately it now looks like Boeing is going to go forward there. But how important is that issue to voters in your state?
The NLRB is very important to South Carolina because it was a clear indication of the current administration destroying jobs in South Carolina. We were very proud that Boeing Corporation selected South Carolina for the second line of production of 787 jetliners. The plant was built, 1.1 million square feet, 1,000 people employed, and the Obama administration came in and said the plant cannot open. And so we know of the excesses due to inordinate influence by the unions on this administration. And so for him to make the appointments as he did, I believe clearly in violation of the Constitution, and I'm very pleased that Congresswoman Dianne Black of Tennessee has offered legislation which will rein in the administration on this issue, will identify that indeed the Senate was not in recess, Greg. It was in pro forma session. And in fact, when the president was formerly in the U.S. Senate, he objected even to actual recess appointments, much less ones that are done in contravention of the Constitution.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And Congressman, like you said, a broad cross-section of folks in your district from other parts of the country. Originally, I spoke with a former state Republican Party chairman earlier in the week who said that the folks who will be showing up to vote a week from Saturday are a great cross-section of traditional grassroots Reagan conservatives. What else do you think is on their minds besides the job climate in your state?
Well, our state is very supportive of national defense. We understand peace through strength. And in particular, we have military facilities that are extraordinary. Fort Jackson that I represent, Parris Island, the Marine Corps training facility, Shaw Air Force Base with their tremendous capabilities. And the Third Army is located headquarters in our state, and we have many veterans, we have many military families, and they are very, very concerned that with the plans of the administration to reduce the size of the Army and of the Marine Corps, that our country will be at risk.
Congressman, another issue that seems to come up during the South Carolina primary, and you're no stranger to it in your own campaigns, is that South Carolina has a reputation for being a pretty tough place for politics. There can be some pretty sharp elbows thrown, and Part of it's the fact that it's an early state in the primary schedule, but what do you make of the tenor right now, and how do you expect it to play out for the next week here?
Well, I am concerned the high level of negative ads. I would much prefer that candidates project and advertise how they would be working to create jobs and opportunity for small businesses to grow, how they would protect our country against enemies around the world. We want to hear how they would increase the potential for all of the above energy within the United States. That's what's crucial for growing our economy, protecting our families. And the good news is, Greg, that within the state, we have the six major candidates who are traversing the state. It's a person-to-person campaign. And very importantly, since 1980, the very first Republican primary that was held, whoever wins the Republican primary for president has gone on to be the nominee.
That's certainly true. Sir, we thank you for your time today. We hope your state enjoys the attention over the next week, and we hope all that media presence infuses a few more dollars and helps your economy while they're down there. So
it actually is. You're ahead of the curve, but we want people to see the beautiful state of South Carolina and the wonderful people, and everyone is invited. Thank you so much.
And they'll have a major statement to make next Saturday. Republican South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.